seventh inning stretch at War Memorial Stadium.
1987 marked the final season at War Memorial for the Buffalo Bisons. But before that season closed out, Buffalo celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Rock Pile that summer. Sports broadcaster and former Bisons play-by-play announcer, the late Ralph Hubbell, known as the Dean of Sports Broadcasting, was a featured guest at that celebration.
It seems like only yesterday.
Where 50 years have gone,
only Father Time knows.
And he won't tell.
But being here once again, still hail.
Built in 1937 as a Works in Progress Administration, or WPA, project, War Memorial was then home to the Buffalo Bills as well as Bisons baseball. But it went through several name changes before it became War Memorial in 1960.
Sometimes numbers tell stories as well as words. Had you walked into this stadium 50 years ago with me in my third year of sportscasting, we would have taken our seats in Rush Stadium, which would become Civic Stadium, which would become War Memorial Stadium.
Buffalo baseball moved to Jefferson and Best in 1961, not by choice, but because there was no other place to go after the city decided it wanted to build a junior high school on the Offerman Stadium site.
Former television sportscaster Rick Azar helped with the broadcast production of the Rock Pile's 50th anniversary celebration back in 1987.
On May 27, 1970, just 150 fans turned out to see Buffalo play Rochester. A week later, while the team was on the road, the Buffalo franchise was declared forfeit, and the city was without professional baseball for the first time in almost a century. Baseball in Buffalo and at War Memorial Stadium was dead. Or so it seemed. Not quite true. It was to rise again. But that emergence was to be quite a few years down the road.
It sat empty until 79 when AAA baseball returned.
And now a man who loves baseball as much, if not more, than any other man has done so much, first of all, to bring baseball back here, and then ultimately to move it down to the corner of Washington and Swan in the new Pilot Field, the mayor of Buffalo, Jimmy Griffin.
Then late Mayor Jim Griffin, a huge Bison supporter and key player in getting a new ballpark built, was also at the Rock Pile for the 50th anniversary celebration.
It was said here earlier about tears and about smiles and about laughs. And that's what sports is all about. That's what life is all about. But don't forget, we had a past, we got a present, but we got a great future here in our city.
And now, to the man who saved baseball for Buffalo in 1983, the president of the Buffalo Bisons, Bob Rich Jr.
25 years ago today, August 30th, 1987, the Bisons played their final home game at the Rock Pile, losing to Nashville before a crowd of more than 25,000. But according to the Bisons archives, attendance shattered records that year. Then Bisons play-by-play man Pete Weber announced the final game at War Memorial.
He throws to first, and War Memorial Stadium's 19 seasons of baseball have come to a close.
Weber is now the voice of the Nashville Predators. He was the Bisons' play-by-play voice from 1983 through 1995. Weber wrote and produced a number of stories about the history of Bisons baseball.
War Memorial Stadium was no longer a graveyard. Instead, it had become the place to be in a summer's night or a weekend afternoon. Indeed, the previously unthinkable successes enjoyed by the Bisons here in War Memorial have made possible the construction of Pilot Field, which is the very foundation for baseball's future in Buffalo.
The stadium received a big splash of attention in the summer of 1983 as Hollywood pulled into the Queen City to film The Natural at the Rock Pile. The stadium got a sprucing up for the filming of the movie that starred Robert Redford. But by August of 87, the Rock Pile was deteriorating and it was time to say goodbye.
We bid you all a very fond adieu for the last time from high atop the Dodge Street side.
The closing was bittersweet. War Memorial was demolished in 88, where the Johnny B. Wiley Sports Stadium now stands. The rock pile would be history, but Bison's baseball remains. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.
We'll be right back.